That bed set they brought sold back there a while ago for $1,100 and some dollars, the most expensive thing I saw.
What about the piano? You think that's going to go for much?
Well, I thought it was already been sold.
Oh, has it?
$50 some dollars. That fellow by the name of Arbwood bought it.
That's all they paid for the piano? I thought that was the stool they were selling.
They bought this stool. I think they're selling the stool now.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, in other words, you can get some good deals here at the auction? Or?
Yeah, but I don't buy antiques. I buy more of these little whatnots set on mantles, you know, and in the corners, you know, such stuff as that.
What do you think of the, do you know Mr. Morrow, the auctioneer?
Yeah, Ned, yeah.
Is he one of the good auctioneers?
He's the best around. Yes, sir, he's the best around.
Why do you say that? What makes him the best?
Well, there used to be a fellow here by the name of Strong Lewis. Was a good auctioneer, and a fellow by the name of Tip Cookus was another good auctioneer. Now, Jimmy Edwards is a good auctioneer, and Bennett, of course, well, he's just in the business for the last, say, the last 5-6 years, something like that. But I think Ned will get more out of it than the rest of them.
How does he do it?
His fast talk. Yeah, his fast talk.
Does that make people bid, or?
Sure. Yeah.
Get them what? How does it?
And then he's well known through Berkeley County and Jefferson County. He lives down in Jefferson.
Yeah. Does he talk them into paying more or what?
Sure. He says, well, what's $5? You can't take it with you. Or would you lose a bid for $5?
Uh-huh.
You see?
Yeah, he always makes it sound like you don't want to lose it.
That's right. You want it. He knows you want it. If you wasn't, you wouldn't bid on it. He knows that. But he's all right.
Does he do a lot of talking as well as auctioneering? Or yeah. Is he a lot of chanting as talking to her?
Well, everybody knows him, of course, and then they'll, he can talk about most anything. Mm-hmm. He sells real estate, too, you know.
Does he? Uh-huh. Not auctioning it off, but just
selling
it?
Yeah, he'll auction that off, too, but he's a salesman.
Uh-huh.
A salesman for real estate, too.
Uh-huh.
And he got a farm. Shucks, man.
He's doing pretty good, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good business, auctioneering.
Yeah.
Sure.
I imagine you get about 15 or 20% on 100. That ain't bad money.
Yeah, he must be making a fortune today.
He's making a good day's wages today, brother.
But do you have to have a personality to do it, or a certain type of personality?
You have to be liked. You have to be liked and known. You have to be known.
You mean a stranger couldn't come in and do it? You have to sort of build up?
Well, you take a stranger that would come in here as an auctioneer and nobody in the community knew, they wouldn't attend the sale because they list the sales in the journal anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing I look at, see who the auctioneer is. You see, Ned Meyer or Jim Edwards or Dale Bennett. That's three of the means that's around now, of course. Lyle Knoll, he has a sale occasionally. But he doesn't have what you call a real big sale.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of difference.
But why would you want to go to an auctioneer where Ned was going to be there rather than somebody?
I don't know. I always liked Ned.
Uh-huh.
I've known him for 40 or 50 years.
So if somebody's going to make the money, it may as well be.
Yeah, I like to hear him talk. He's got a lot of chatter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is he funny? I mean, does he tell jokes?
Occasionally, once in a while, he'll cut a joke when he's making a sale.
Uh-huh.
Get a laugh, get interest. That's what it is to get the interest of the people.
Uh-huh.
So they'll watch him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When did you first meet him? Did you know him as an auctioneer?
Oh, I knew him when he was in grade school. Yeah.
So you go way back, in other
way
words.
Back. Way back. Back in the 28, 28, someplace along there.
Uh-huh. So was he always an auctioneer, or did he?
He's nothing but a farm boy. They say he learned to sail, but he didn't go to school to learn sail auction.
Uh-huh.
He learned to milk and cows down on Shepherd Grade, Shepherdstown. Yeah. He'd be out milking, you know, and here he would be. Each time he'd milk a cow, you know, he'd squeeze the old tit and be 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
And that's what they say.
That's how they say he got it right. And I'll say this. He's the only guy that I knew in civilian life that I ever run into in the Army.
Back in the 40s.
This was about 42, 43, I guess. Yeah. Because he was stationed down at Army base down in Atlanta, Georgia. I forget the name of the place. But it was down in Georgia. And I was stationed over in Alabama. And we both got on the, I got on the train, and he come on the train after I'd already got on it because we was both coming home. He was going to Shepherdstown, of course, and I was going out Pikeside at that time. And we come up on the train together, he and his wife and a little girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he's nothing but a farm boy.
Wait, but his parents are farmers?
Yeah. Was then. Uh-huh.
But where did you learn the story that he learned how to auction off?
Somebody told him. No kidding. I'm not kidding. Ask him about it sometime.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Tell him, Jed, he learned to be an auctioneer milking the old cow in the mornings and the evenings. Yeah. I'm not kidding.
So are all the main auctioneers local from around here, people you know in all your life?
Yeah.
The three main ones?
Yeah. Ned and Jim Edwards and Dale Bennett. Well, I don't know where Jim Edwards got his experience, same way as Nall. I think they went to school, you see. They have an auctioneer school. Uh-huh. Now, Phil Mercer, he's an auctioneer, licensed auctioneer.
Is he?
Yeah. He went to school out in Kansas City. Yeah, but I don't know where Bennett went, and I don't know where Lyle Nall went. Mm-hmm. But Ned picked it up himself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's one of the few that really picked it up himself.
That's right.
Yeah. Are the auctioneers usually people that are main people in the community, or do they tend to be?
Well, Ned's been around here a long time, you know, say since 1925 or something like that, and he's always been out before the public auctioneering. After he got out of the Army.
Uh-huh. Has he gotten better through the years?
Oh yeah, yeah, he's gotten better.
Well, what's your name?
Hartley. Milton Hartley.
Milton Hartley? Where are you from?
I live in Martinsburg. Yeah.
You've been here all your life, I guess, huh?
No. I was born down in Virginia. Yeah, almost. Well,
you knew Ed? Ned?
Oh, no, I didn't know him then.
Oh.
But I've known him since 1929.
Uh-huh. So you're older than him by some
couple years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Talking to me. Oh. I'll ask him about that that story that he learned.
You ask him where'd he go to school to learn the auctioneering? Okay. The story was that he picked it up himself, milking cows in the barn. That's right. Huh? You don't believe that? Don't you believe that? Go ask him. He'll stop the sale and tell you about it. Yeah, he will.
Are you an auction goer here too? Do you know Ned?
Yeah, I've known Ned a few years.
Yeah.
You come to all the auctions out this way?
When my wife drags me with her, I do.
Just to buy things for yourself or as professionally?
Kind of a combination of both.
Uh-huh. What you like, you keep, and what you don't like, you sell. Is that?
Anyway, it winds up you can't walk through my house.
Only just a passageway.
Yeah.
Then you have to move that back. I'll see you, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Take it easy.
Well, that's the way the auctions always struck me, that the people that buy this material must have very, very crowded houses.
Yeah, most of us do. Well, some of the people that buy it here are dealers, and they sell everything. Uh-huh. And they're buying with the express purpose of selling it again. But some of them are, like my wife, she has a dealer's license, but she really doesn't work at it. You know?
She just, if she occasionally sells something, that's good.
Turn stuff over so she can buy something she likes a little better is about all it amounts to.
So do you come to the different sales according to the auctioneer?
Probably more so than what's listed as for sale. And for example, she's big on clocks. We got a house full of clocks. Uh-huh. And So if it looks like there's good clocks listed, see, we try to make those. But with the auctioneers, there are auctioneers like Ned that have better sales. That, well, I guess because of his reputation, he just doesn't make the small sales, you know, where this.
In other words, he makes sales where there's better things for sale?
Yeah, where there's better things for sale. Uh-huh. So we actually wind up going to more of Ned's sales than we do anybody else because he does the better sales is what it amounts to.
So in other words, you can go to a lot of sales and just get pure junk, that's nothing but junk?
But it's getting to where those are the ones, if you're going do it in a small way, to go to, because then you can pick up every once in a while you find one or two items in there that are
real good.
Kind of a gold mine, you know.
Yeah, well, it seems like here, I mean, when you're competing against dealers,
yeah,
it's
your
pretty hard.
Competition in one like this, when you come to a sale like this, you pay for what you get, there's no doubt about it. You don't find any sleepers in a sale like this, where in some of the smaller sales you do occasionally.
Because there's just so many dealers out in the audience. Why are they here? Are they here because of the list, they saw the list of merchandise and they...
Probably, more so than anything.
Does your wife go and view the material in advance?
Yeah, usually just gets here an hour or so before the sale starts and looks it over. This sale draws a big one, as much for the auctioneer as the name of the family. It's an old Martinsburg family. So a lot of the people, local people anyway, know that they had a lot of good stuff.
And anybody who was ever in their house.
Yeah.
I see. Did somebody die in it, or do you know what the...
I'm sure they did. I really don't know in this Nicely family, but I'm sure they did. That's what it usually works out. This state and Maryland and Virginia both have estate laws that almost mandate a sale of some kind
really?
To settle an estate.
You know, they don't just split up all the...
Yeah. Unless somebody specifically makes a will that states a division. And seems like most people don't, really.
Yeah, I guess Ned was telling me sometimes they have the people in the family bidding against each other for different items. Certain items that are just to be sold to the family. Is that how it works?
No, it's... it's nothing predetermined. I mean, anybody can bid on anything here, but there are some items that the family wants to keep, and they hadn't been specifically given in a will or something. Then they have to go into the sale.
Bid on it.
Yeah, then they have to bid on it to buy it. To keep it, they have to bid on it.
But do you think the auctioneer makes a big difference in the tone of the sale and manages to get people to spend a lot more than they would otherwise spend? Or?
Yeah, he does. He kind of develops a sixth sense, I think, on from the audience, really, on whether he to keep pushing an item or not, or whether it will really go up. And the amazing thing about it is that most of the auctioneers, and Ned's been at it a long time, but he's not real expert on antiques. But he is real expert on kind of the value of things, picking it up from the audience, you know, and he knows from the audience's reaction whether he ought to really keep working on an item or whether he'll get more out of it. But he's like all the rest of them. They know very little about antiques. They'll tell you. I mean, that's not running Ned down, because he'll tell you in a minute that he don't know antiques really. You know, he has to have some knowledge of them from dealing with them. He has to have some idea of what a thing will bring. But
he does.
He gets
have a
surprised
sense.
At times. He'll put something up that to him doesn't look like much, and a couple of knowledgeable people in the audience will start bidding on it, and that'll kind of shock him what he gets for it. It's kind of interesting. My wife's been in it for quite a while, and I usually didn't have time to bother with it. And lately, she started dragging me to them, and I'll have to admit, I get interested in it.
Well, if you're looking to buy something, I mean, also, even for me, I mean, I'm not, you know, I didn't come out here with any idea of buying anything, but as soon as you're here, you start thinking, God, maybe I should get a number and start bidding on something.
Yeah.
And it is, you always have the illusion that you're going to get a great, you know, a great buy on something.
Yeah. You do occasionally. When she first started, she used to get some fantastic buys and smaller sales and so on. But everybody's getting smarter now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Everybody goes to all the sales, or they cover all the sales.
Like I say, the sleepers are not there so much anymore as they were a few years ago.
So have you been through the back room? Have you done all the viewing?
Oh, no, I don't do much dealing. I'm more of a spectator than anything else.
Okay, well, thank you. What's your name?
Bob Grisham.
Nice to meet you. They always serve food at these things? Is that pretty common?
Yeah. Sometimes... A lot of times they're charitable organizations, church organizations.
That do it?
That do them.
Sell it?
Some of them, like this one, I think he does himself. And
Mercer does himself?
I believe he does here. I'm not even real sure on that. But some of the individual sales, estate sales, where they have them at the homes and so on, they usually have a church group or something that does it. For charitable organizations do most of the catering.
Do any of the auctioneers work out of their own tents? Or set up their own tents?
The auctioneers themselves don't, that I know of. There's a couple of them around here that have farms or homes, and occasionally they'll have a sale of consignment sales, they call it, where people will consign items, but you find more of this. Mercer has one here. Casey has one over on Route 9 towards Charlestown, where they have a building and a scheduled sale, and neither one of those are auctioneers. Ned auctions for both of them, and a couple of other auctioneers around here do the actual
auction. Is one of them Casey's auction house?
Yeah,
I was there one night. Have you been there?
Yeah.
That's an interesting place, where anybody can bring in anything they want, and you have it auctioned off.
Right.
At a 25% commission, you know. It's a good business, it really is.
This sale today is an estate sale. Everything is from one estate in this sale. Mercer has, I believe he has Friday nights that he has consignment auctions. People bring in anything at all. If you want to get to one that's real interesting and a little bit better merchandise, go to Headley's auction in Winchester sometime. That's probably one of the better auctions in the area.
They just better materials, better quality.
Better materials, yeah. And he's been at it for quite a while. He has probably a lot better material, and he has, I guess you'd have to say, probably has more money. He has a lot of clientele out of the Washington area and drives over for his sales. And,
what's the auction house?
Headley.
Headley's? Mm-hmm. H-E-D-L-E-Y-S?
H-E-A-D-L-E-Y-S.
L-E-Y-S in Winchester.
I think he's listed on the phone book. If you try to find him, you might have a little problem. He lives back on a back road. He has a farm down there.
Where are you from, this area?
No, I am now. I wasn't originally. Originally, I was born and raised in Arkansas, and retired from the service in this area, and inertia kind of kept me here.
Do you like this part of the country?
Yeah, I do. I was born and raised a country boy. I get along real well with these people here. The only thing wrong with antiques is they get dirty.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any auction houses in Washington, D.C., or whether a lot of the people come out to the surrounding.
I don't know.
Do you get down to Washington much?
No, not much now. Last 2 years I was in the service, I was stationed in Washington, lived up here and commuted to Washington.
So what is it, which is about an hour and a half commute or something?
It's not one of my favorite cities, so I hadn't bothered to go back too often since I left here. I've been down to your place a few times, and except for something like that, that's about all I go down for. Uh-huh.
Well, that's the nicest part of the town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that round the Smithsonian.
Yeah, it is. I'm in aviation, so I've been down to the Air and Space Museum.
Oh, really?
Several times.
It's a great museum.
It really is. It is fantastic.
Have you seen the films?
Yeah. I've kind of lived with that thing for years since they had the old Butler building out back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess I was originally in that one, too. They saw Lindbergh's plane in it and stuff. And this is such an, I think it's the most well-attended museum in the world, the Air and Space.
I think it must be. I can't imagine anyone ever being more.
It's wall-to-wall people whenever you go in there.
Anytime I've been in there, it has been.
Well, thanks a lot.
Sure thing. I enjoyed it.
$3, $4, $5, $6, $7, $8, $9, $10, $11, $12, $13, $14, $15, $16, $17, $18, $19, $20, $21, $22, $23, $24, $25, $26, $27, $28, $29, $30, $31, $32, $33, $34, $35, $36, $37, $38, $39, $40, $41, $42, $43, $44, $45, $46, $47, $48, $49, $50, $51, $52, $53, $54, $55, $56, $57, $58, $59, $60, $61, $62, $63, $64, $65, $66, $67, $68, $69, $70, $71, $72, $73, $74, $75, $76, $77, $78, $79, $80, $81, $82, $83, $84, $85, $86, $87, $88, $89, $90, $91, $92, $93, $94, $95, $96, $97, $98, $99, $100, $101, $102, $103, $104, $105, $106, $107, $108, $109, $110, $111, $112, $113, $114, $115, $116, $117, $118, $119, $120, $121, $122, $123, $124, $125, $126, $127, $128,